Hey, movie fans, Dimitri Panos here for Popcorn Talks Anatomy of a Movie, or as I'd like to call this, Anatomy of a Movie bonus feature. Why? Well, there are so many movies, so little time, that we try to cover so many things that are coming out, and there's a bunch of movies out this week, including the one that I'm going to talk about. It will not be a full Anatomy of a Movie. It'll just be a quick review for you to listen to. You'll be able to comment on YouTube, and hopefully this will be a regular recurring segment that, who knows, may not be me doing this. Maybe my lovely co-host Marissa will do a movie here and there, and it's just so that we can try to bring as many of these movies to you and talk about them within the time given, because there's so much. And this time, for this bonus feature, today we're going to do, or I'm going to do, my review for Happy Death Day to You. Happy Death Day is a movie that just opened. Happy Death Day to You just opened up this past week. My review will be as spoiler-free as possible. As I mentioned, this is not Anatomy of a Movie. I will not be giving away any twists, just talking about the movie as a whole. So, why don't we just get after it right now and talk Happy Death Day to You? My thoughts on this movie is, well, Happy Death Day to me was a highly sharp-witted horror surprise. In fact, shortly after it come out, this movie, I recommended Happy Death Day to so many people. I was recommended, and these are non-horror fans, mind you, and rarely do I ever get back from everybody I recommended Happy Death Day to that they loved the movie 100% across the board. And basically, it was Groundhog's Day meets Scream with this actress I had never seen, just Jessica Roth. And she's just stellar in that movie, as she is in Happy Death Day to You. It is a very clever, unpredictable screenplay. It's the rare horror sequel that takes tonal risks and explores themes not typical in your commercial teen horror movie. Happy Death Day to You throws in some Back to the Future 2 for good measure. And for me, it delivers a movie that is horrifically fun and poignant. Yes, poignant. I'll get to that in just a minute. So, if you're familiar with Happy Death Day, and I do highly recommend that you see that movie prior to going into Happy Death Day to You, reason being is it'll give a familiarity with the situation, with the characters. You're going to come away from that movie really loving all the characters around Tree, and you'll get into the cadence of the story so that when this movie picks up, which is shortly after the events in Happy Death Day, you're going to have a knowledge as to what's going on. And also, the movie does throw in some great cameo characters from the original movie. And it's really fun to see them have their walkthrough, so to speak. So, going into this, no sooner did Tree say goodbye to her endless loop, her Groundhog's Day of horror, so to speak, and began her new relationship with Carter, played by Israel Broussard, who is really great as the boyfriend here, that she realized that solving the puzzle of her bizarre murder has had this unintended consequence on a scale that will send shockwaves through. Well, I'm not going to exactly tell you, because that could be giving something away, and anything more in that plot, well, it will spoil things for you. But all that need be known is it's sort of kind of a timey-wimey thing, and this thing has consequences for choices made or to be made. The movie is about second chances and coping with loss. See? Poignant. So one can't say that the movie doesn't repeat itself. It is kind of the point. But what Happy Death Day to You doesn't do is rehash the original. Just when you think you've figured out the formula and know where the movie is going, the screenplay and story plunges a knife to the chest and the rules and expectations change. The plot's unpredictability keeps the audience guessing and laughing throughout. Yes, laughing. The first Happy Death Day really had some decent laughs, and a lot of it was from Jessica Roth's performance. But what they do here in Happy Death Day to You, it sort of kind of leads to a bit of a tonal shift, a tonal change, and it focuses a bit more on the relationships than it does on the horror aspects. So while the horror element is still within the movie, it's sort of softened a little bit. So what I can say, too, is this movie isn't made specifically for horror fans. If you're not a horror fan, number one, I think you'll really enjoy Happy Death Day, and I think you'll really get into Happy Death Day to you. So while it's fun to find out, and you've probably seen the trailers where they think there's a big reveal where the baby doll mask comes off, but the baby doll murderer, believe it or not, is a red herring to the true plot. And while it's fun to try to find out who the murderer is, it's really not the crux of the story here. To me, this is a big risk for Blumhouse to do. Because when you think about this, as I mentioned, Groundhog's Day and Scream seem to be the inspirations for the original, right? And in Scream, those movies were really predicated on the whodunit aspect, but not so much here in Happy Death Day to You. The baby doll face killer is a link and a through line throughout the plot. The masked killer is a symbolic countdown clock and the reset button to events taking place, giving the characters more to accomplish than just survive. This narrative risk, for me, works. It provides the audience with more of an emotional tether, an additional incentive to root for characters other than just being the final one alive. So another aspect of the original movie that clicked was its cast. They're all back here for the sequel, even included are some of the peripheral characters, as I mentioned before. And Happy Death Day to You resets on Jessica Roth. Listen, she's a magnificent, empowered scream queen. Fortunately for her, the script gives her more to do than just be the final woman standing. And she does it all here. She does comedy, drama, strength, weakness. You don't expect an emotional facet in a commercial horror movie, and not many could truly pull it off. Miss Roth does this with style and charisma. And Neil Israel, who plays her boyfriend Carter, Tree's boyfriend, is just the right amount of boyish charm. I actually wouldn't mind to see these two in a true romantic comedy. I think they're really good together. So these two, they make a great on-screen couple, and the relationship is an added stake in the plot. And because of Jessica Roth's performance, because of Tree, you actually really care. Part of what made the original movie so popular is you don't have to be a horror fan to like it, as I said before. It focuses on Tree, and this event changes her from the original, like in the original Happy Death Day. Think about this. In a horror movie, how many times does the survivor have some semblance of an arc? And especially in a slasher film. Not the case in Happy Death Day, in which Tree actually comes off as being a mean girl to one who learns and she changes and she becomes better for, just becomes a better person for it because of the incidents that she got involved in. So Tree is not only triumphant, she goes from mean girl to better, kinder version of herself. She becomes a character audiences could root for. It's her journey that continues in Happy Death Day to You. It strives to be more than just a hack and slash rehash. Its themes of life, second chances, coping with loss, and sacrifice make Happy Death Day to You a cut above the rest. I give this movie four fingers. In case you're wondering, this is just a new rating system that was inspired by my good colleague and friend Scott Menzel trying to come up with a way to rate movies. It's not easy doing so. So I call it the finger method. And basically, you've got five, which is a high five. That's great. Great movie. Four means it's very, very good movie. Three means movie's okay. Two, the movie is fair, didn't make me angry. You have fair warning whether to go see that movie or not. And then one finger, that's pretty much self-explanatory. Movie made me angry, and I had to sit through it. So as I said, Happy Death Day to You. I give this four fingers. If you enjoyed the first movie, I think you will get equal enjoyment out of this one. Pay attention. It's really great. It's a lot of fun. Jessica Roth needs to be in more movies. So, I hope to see you at the movies. I'd love to know your opinion. You can follow me on at or on the Twitters at DMovies1701, here at Popcorn Talks, Meet the Movie Press, and Anatomy of a Movie. I hope to see you at the movies. Take care. Thanks for watching. See you soon.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or